discussing the past few weeks, a little while. The Rambam has, in this part of the Maspik, he begins Derech HaTorah Ein Sof. Goes on to Midas, goes on to Bitach. After that, the most lengthy part is Bitach. Goes on to Precious. Then he calls Hamavak. Struggles people. The reason for this. Because each one is a prerequisite to the next. What does that mean, each one is a prerequisite to the next? A person looks at himself, where am I going with my life? What do I want to do with my life? So, first thing he talks about, if you look carefully at Torah, Torah is map of values of Mahalath in many different situations. In each mitzvah, there are unbelievable lessons. And a person has to get some sort of a picture that there's a map here. It teaches me how to develop myself in many, many different directions. And now, in order for me to develop myself, Rambam writes continually, the first chelek, that unless a person perfects his midos and his taivas, you don't get any clear understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a very complicated world. Rambam, when he writes about Chet Vorem Adas, writes very simply. And was one Madrega. Came up on time. And that clouded his vision of the whole world. Because you're going to interpret everything around that type that you have. Moshe Shmos, last week, I mentioned a very, very simple thing. Story of the Oreif. There's a lesson there. So I'll tell us a story. Why they tell us the story. It's a deep lesson there. Every human being is going to view the world from within. From within his own kaivas and twist the world around us. There was an Oref. Oref was an animal, big baltaiva. All the animals were told and then not to be also the tashrish in the teva, or if they don't listen. What did he do? When by Shalach is a ore, he's Hoshe Noach Abazugo. Noach wants to marry the Mrs. Ore. It's insane. It's insane. Very reasonable. Ore had an uncontrollable diver for the Mrs. Ore. So he assumed the whole world must have it. That's how people are. Midas Tovus. Unless you're in control of your Midas, you're going to twist every reality and decision you make in life. At a certain point, a person has to take control of his life. Say, what is my life about? Where do I want to go with my life? This. And that is, Rambam writes, walking down the street, someone punches me in the face. I should get angry, I want to take Nekama, all of the above. So this is, wait a second. We'll seek him below Sito. We'll seek him below Sito. No, so sits on Sochicha Bokum Vecha. Thank you very much. Rama writes, it depends how you view the world. You view the world is everything that happens to me is because I deserve it, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it happen to me for whatever reason it was. So it had nothing to do with this person. It's Yosef's story, Yosef at Tzaddik. After Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers come to Yosef and tell Yosef, "No, Yosef, we're afraid now you're going to take that opportunity to take revenge against them." So what does Yosef HaTzadik say? Yosef HaTzadik says a very simple thing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me in Mitzrayim. I had to get here. This was the dream. These are the nevuahs I had, that I was going to be the ruler. And it happened. Now, how to get me to Mitzrayim? So you have bad midas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu used your bad midas to get me to Mitzrayim. Yeah, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has nothing to do with me. The ability to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is drawing the world to accept it is only after you're controlling your midas. Just imagine, sometimes, the kas, Yosef felt kas at his brothers, resentment at them. What did they do to him? Who could have done something worse to a brother? You know, people have all sorts of times against their brothers and their parents and their mothers and their fathers and their cousins and whoever, and their chaverim. Someone have more times. Yosef should have needed a full staff of psychologists and psychiatrists just to straighten his life out. But he didn't. He had a view of the world. Now, these things. The Rambam tells, what's the reason for the mitzvah? That means someone does something to you. You want to curse him. You want to take vengeance against him. You want to bear a grudge against him. You want to hate him. Wait a second. That happened to you because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to happen. He just happened to be in the way. But in order to realize that, you have to begin work on getting control of your life and your emotions and everything. Before the Rambam even got around to Bitochen, he says, look in all the mitzvahs and see there's a blueprint for life here, number one. And then, Chesed, he begins all sorts of mitzvahs, anger, anava. What is the biggest impediment to anava? Simple. The biggest impediment to anava is I'm running the world. Look what I did. It's on me. The willingness to accept everything in this world is not the soul king. Very high. Very, very hard. Story of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu waited for a child. And then he got a child, the only one from Sarah. And he grew up to be Yitzchak. And Yitzchak is now 37 years old. The realization of all of Avraham Avinu's dreams. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine. You have it, give it up. No struggle. If you realize it's a matnas elokim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a matana, he took away the matana. Gave him the money, he took away the money. But if you see what I did, see what I achieved, see what I accomplished, and taking a Kadosh Baruch Hu out of the picture entirely, it is. That's the balance between Gaiva and Anov. And therefore, once you have Anova, Ram says, Rabbeinu Avraham ben Aram says, it's really it's just a takeoff from the Rambam. You get to be tough. Skip all these, because I just last few weeks in this month. What B'tochen is all about. B'tochen is a very complex concept. And a lot of it ties into Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis says, on the one hand, Rambam defines what a Munin HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You saw that, so those the Omer HaChot. Ladas, you have to know. Sheisham Motzei Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the foundation of all existence, and he brought everything to existence. Something extra there. Is the Ilas HaIlos. As he sings mirrors. Ilas Ich Ilo. Muchta B'chesed Adi. What does Ilas HaIlos mean? Anything and everything that happens in this world happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it happen. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means if I take this safe and I let go and it drops, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it drop. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in certain regular patterns, in certain regular ways, because he acts in those patterns and acts in those ways. That's what we call Teva, that's regularity. He created the world to function that way. He wants the world to function that way. And when he acts within that structure. I can't just wait around and say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to go out to Aaron Parnos. What am I going to do? I'm going to sit here. And if you want me to have money, I'll get an automatic wire of $100 million, pounds, shekel in my bank account tomorrow morning. And if you don't want to have money, you won't send it. I won't. It's just for heaven. Not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to work according to it. And who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all of a sudden going to press a button in Shemayim and I'm going to have $100 million, pounds, shekel in my bank account tomorrow morning? Who am I to deserve that? No. Because of that, people say, and there's a balance. But that doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not actively in charge of whatever happens to me. Rambam writes, and Rambam and Rabbeinu Avraham go hand in hand. And to be able to see B'tochen, he only put after Anov. Because if your ego is too pumped up, I did it. It's me. You'll never be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting. You have to accept it. I'm going to write anything and everything that ever happens to a human being is there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it out from Tzchar V'Onesh. And even the slightest pleasure in this world, the slightest pain, is also part of that cheshbon. I often think, I drive in the morning, sometimes very lucky, all green lights, and I come here 13 minutes. Back of a garbage truck, it sometimes takes me 45 minutes. Let me go on the red light stock. And all the frustration that's built into that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs away. Rambam writes, Rambam takes it to a very great extreme. There's a shipwreck. Rambam has a reason for giving this example. And all sorts of people go down with a ship in the middle of the sea. Everyone who was on that ship was there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be there. A building collapsed. People get killed. those who are in the building, they call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world completely according to Tzar HaMashiach. Nothing happens accidentally. And it's all cheshbon within the Tzar HaMashiach. And the reason the shipwreck was so potent an example of the Rambam Aron HaVulchan, despite what people think about the Rambam Shitas about Parnassah, because the Rambam was in his 40s, he didn't worry about Parnassah at all. He just sat and learned Torah. And then his wife, who supported him, as a brother, he had a brother, David. He had a brother, David, who was in business, precious gems. And he was on a trip to India and was killed on a boat when the ship he was on went under. Aram could have been angry, could have said, listen, why didn't you have to do that? He accepted it. My brother was on that boat and I lost all my parnosa. I have to now be responsible for my parnosa. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have. That's why the Rambam's example of Moron Avuchim, of the boat going under, is the story of the Rambam's life. Be able to see and accept everything. Now, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he says, Ubore, Hamafarnes, Hamachayev, Hamemes, Hamachli, Hamarpe, Hamasha, Hamaroshish. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Gives us parnos, gives us life, gives us death, gives us illness, gives us refuah, makes us rich, makes us poor. V'cho mikre ha'olam ha'klolim v'ha'protim v'chol z'meilav. Not only the everything in general, everything in specific. V'hu pa'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. Ha'goz aleihem u'motziyem la'pol. He makes a gzeira and he brings it. Novad ha'meshmas v'hamerifu. With the exception of our listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's running everything. He gives us a picture of Hashem. K'yadu ala kol. Never Torah, says in the Torah, Misom Pelodim. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't open my mouth. Who gave you power of speech? Who decided that until now you could not be articulate, you had a speech defect, and who can make sure that you can speak? What are you talking about? I make those decisions. I tell you you're going to speak. You may well speak. What are you talking about? He gives you power, take money. Etc. The whole Emsoim Haragilim Kufim Letzonu Boam Leidei Shleimutzon Al Pichavtzo. It's not only a blind force. He, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, has a will that each person should achieve that, as long as that person functions within the specific guidelines that he gives. Now, that's the first thing. There are different people who have different degrees of bitachon and it moves in different directions. And the Rambam and Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam, because you can't separate, they overlap. He's really just expanding totally on what Rambam writes. Comrades in Nachal HaFratis, the two separate issues. There's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm not a Navi, there's only one instance that you are allowed to rely on an ace. So Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him that an ace will happen. So, and even a Navi can't say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. No. Yaakov was afraid of Esau. And, but the Navi is expected to have full confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that next. What happens with Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have any children. More than that, he says, Sarah Imenu was physically incapable of having children. She lacked the anatomical things that are necessary to have a child. Physical impossibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him. See stars. That's how many children you have. Nehemim Bashem. What does that mean? That means Avraham Avinu was expected to have total confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he was physically impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it even further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed it to a point of, and he's 100 and she's 99 when they had a child. No, he's 100 and she's 90, excuse me. He was 99 and she 89 at the time of promise with him. He expected to have absolute confidence in the fact that an ace can happen. Eliyahu Novi. But that's the only time. Even in Novi. The book was going to work with Teva. There's an exception. And that's Hashgacha Pratis on one hand and Shmira on the other hand. Shmira means HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects. It's a whole different area. Shmira means to the degree that my mind is preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepting of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world and I'm nichna and accepting it completely, and I'm protecting it. And Rambam writes, there were four people in the history of the world who could go through life, function in this world, but their minds were totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all times. That's Moshe Rabbeinu and the others, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that's why the others, whatever they did, was successful. That mental connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically brings bracha and is a shmira from anything going wrong. And therefore the Rambam writes, if a person is on that madrega, being mentally totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'd be in a battlefield and the bullets and the cannons and the arrows go flying all over the place, nothing happens to you. But most people aren't in that madrega. So then you come in with Enteva and Hashgacha Pratis, etc. But there's something called Shmira by being Dovok and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Rambam writes, if a specific person is not in Madrega levels, with totally focus and concentrate, in Od Milvado, there's no Koach in this world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is the one who's in charge of everything. And in his mind, total preoccupation, nothing could happen. Famous school of different people have used. It requires intense concentration and a deep belief. I'm putting my hands totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and my mind is totally 100% focused. Ain't old Mavad, there's no other cause in the world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he gets into Bitochem Benisim Shelo Lufim Adrabas. What's the problem with a person? Famous story. A man. The story is an example. He gets all of the flood warnings. Flood's gonna. And he's in his home. Everyone's supposed to leave. He says, "Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu." I'm bitochen. Government comes knocking on his door. You have emergency vehicles for you to add. Bitochen. The water keeps piling up. They show up to his, he's on the second floor. They show up with a boat. They want to save him. Bitochen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him. Water goes high. He's on the roof. A helicopter comes. Bitochen. Finally drowns, comes to Shemayim, and the first broker said, "You know, you're guilty of suicide." He says, "Pitoch," he says, "I sent you this, and I sent you this, and I sent you this, and I sent you this, you just didn't take care of it." That means, who are you to expect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to totally change the world for you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to run according to a regular teva. And he works within that teva. And if I assume that he's going to break that way he runs the world, which he does very occasionally for certain people on the highest madrega, when he tells them that, I'm an absolute gaiva, Baal gaiva. Who am I to expect him to do that for me? And I get punished for the guy too. And he'll never do that for me. But that's one extreme. It's another extreme. People believe, which is the normal, this is the whole scientific view of the world today. Unfortunately, a lot of people buy into it. That the world just runs by itself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't interfere in anything that happens. It just happens. If you get sick, it happens. If you get the right doctors, maybe it can save you. If you can't get the right doctors. Yeah. No. There's a famous letter in my book, Torah Chazal and Science, I call it. A little girl once wrote to Albert Einstein, "Do scientists pray?" And he writes back, "Everything happens scientifically. What's the purpose of prayer?" No sense. What does tefillah mean? The idea of tefillah means we're in his hands. And not everything works. That's by automatic rules. Okay, so what does he expect of us? Okay. Mitzvah, we know that the next few weeks we'll go through in greater detail. Yes, Rabbi Engler.